Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and we're here in Las Vegas at the Wynn in the lobby at the SiriusXM studios. And Las Vegas is known for a few things. One, bling, and two, music or DJs. And our next guest, you wouldn't believe it, was one of the top DJs here in Las Vegas. And now he's celebrating with his business the 75th anniversary of the Huntington Jewelers. And he's an experienced, needless to say, executive and entrepreneur. Welcome to Office Hours, Chris Caleri.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Chris, you know, a lot of people talk about where you're at. And the first thing I'll hear is, oh yeah, you know, Chris, he was a DJ. Now he's an overnight success. And I was hoping you could share with me what it takes from, I think around 2005 when you were a house DJ, to be an overnight success here in almost 2025.
Yeah, overnight over 20 some years is that's what we like to say. That's what it takes. So yeah, it's been a fun ride. It's been an interesting ride. For what brought me to Las Vegas was obviously the entertainment industry. Wanted to go pro, so to speak, to DJ, and got here, broke into the scene. Got voted, I guess, like you said, number one DJ, house DJ in Las Vegas in 2005. And it had some success in that, and played around the strip. But, you know, as you start growing up, I was in my early 30s. You want to start a family, you want to start settling down. So I had retired from the DJ business, especially as technology started coming into the DJ booth, because I'm an old school DJ. I have a vinyl collection, and getting into CDs and stuff. But once laptops came into the DJ booth, it was a little bit of a trend change that I didn't grasp. So, it's funny to look back now, but then I got into real estate in 2007, which we can all laugh about.
I'm not laughing still. I don't know about you guys.
Yep. No. The 2008, you know, affected the city really hard. Tried to get into real estate, you know, 35% unemployment here in Las Vegas, unfortunately, and a lot of those jobs went away. But the good thing is I can always entertain. So I fell back into entertainment again, and I went and worked on some cruise in the cruise industry. And I went on some cruise lines. I traveled the world for a good almost 2 years working the cruise lines. And my wife and I decided it was time for me to come home and start a family. So went back to school, got a degree in something totally outside, which was risk management and health and safety. Worked for some companies you've probably heard of, Caterpillar, and got into a whole different scene. And then it just went where my wife's passion has always been jewelry and industry, in jewelry and gems and gemology. And the opportunity presented itself for us to purchase Huntington Jewelers from the Huntington family, who we had known for like 20 years. So we got in with them, and we made a really smooth transaction, and we've been building that brand back up now in the Las Vegas community. And like you said, we're celebrating 75 years tomorrow.
Wow. Awesome.
Yep. So,
you know where
a lot
to go.
Of ups and downs.
Yeah. I need your number.
Exactly. She doesn't know what questions. She was thinking about what product.
I was like, no. What fascinates me about you is how many pivots you have had in your life. And I know, I mean, I've lived more lives than just my one at this point. And it's such an interesting thing. I know personally, like even with my business, my current one has been through three major pivots. I know I'm driven by curiosity. That's how when I'm down and wow, that didn't work out. It's curiosity that keeps me moving forward. For other entrepreneurs or people who are just, my job just disappeared. What is it in you that lets you pivot and so successfully in industry after industry after industry? What's driving you and what allows you to just springboard into something new?
Well, it wasn't always easy. It's become easier, as we've gone through it. It's just not giving up. You're just going to keep going. And like you said, success comes over a long term. People only think it was short term when they see you in the end. So just not giving up, taking little bits that you learn from everything that I've done, whether it was from any company or every training that I've gone through, taking those one, two, three nuggets and then moving on with those nuggets to help me into the next. And then also being okay to make a mistake and not being afraid and not letting ego get in the way and sticking by it and understanding when it is a mistake to move on and learn from that mistake. You know, we just got to keep moving, you know.
For sure.
You know, being in the opposite ends of the spectrum. I make tacos that everybody says, hey, we need food every day. One could argue, you know, in the digital age that who needs a watch? You got a cell phone, but yet you're thriving. So what makes you do what you do better than anybody else in town?
Well, I think of any business, it just comes down to, it doesn't really matter. You sell tacos, yeah. We sell watches and jewelry, but in the end, we're both solving a problem for somebody who comes to us. My problem is finding out what that problem is and solving it through a piece of jewelry. Is it, you know, are they looking to get engaged? Are they looking to commemorize a birth? Is it they're looking for,
you know, Chris, I'm going to interrupt you because something super interesting came to me, which is a historical statement that's made about value, right? I solve a problem. That's not necessarily all true, and especially in the taco business, by the way, and also in the jewelry and gem and watches business, because value is derived by giving people more of what they like or taking away what they don't like or solving a problem. Right. And I think a lot of people discount the value of, like, I go to Wahoo's because it gives me more of what I like, right? I love tacos and it's the best one. So I love to go there. Not because I got a problem, right? I can eat anywhere. You know, it's a problem for my wife when I ask her, where do you want to eat? Not a problem for me. I want to go to Wahoo's, right? So same thing. I'm sure it's not a problem for my wife if I'm like, hey, would you like a new diamond necklace? So I think it's important because this is an entrepreneur show. Right. Yeah. Like, hey, we can make tons of money and help people by giving them just more of what they like. You don't got to solve any problem.
That's true, too.
Yeah. And I mean, I love that business. I think both of you are in that business.
I love it when my watch collectors come in and say that they're ready to expand their collection.
Yeah, I bet.
So much, I imagine, a business that's been around 75 years, it's about how you make people feel.
Yeah, correct.
You know, I imagine you're the best at
He's
that.
He's really good at
Yeah,
it.
The emotion is there. I love hearing the stories of our customers that come in today who tell me the story of they came to our store in 1952 when it was their grandmother and they were a little girl and they were sitting there playing with something that they gave them in the store, watching their grandmother and grandfather get a piece. And now they're there and their granddaughter is in the store. I love the stories and seeing the people that we've had people come from all over because we're not on the strip. We're a local store. So people make the trek off the strip. They fly to here from all over the world. It's, you know, Mecca hub for the world in Las Vegas. And they'll come. They'll take their Ubers. They'll come to our store from Toronto or from wherever in the country.
Orange County.
And they'll propose in the store.
Oh,
wow. We've had proposals in the store. Yeah, things like that are really special. And we really tried to build a store that would lend itself to being on the strip. It's very special. It was just voted one of the coolest stores in the United States for our industry. We tried to bring a nice atmosphere and environment that you normally would see on the Las Vegas Strip to the local market.
Chad.
So I'm blown away by this because this didn't start as a love for jewelry that you had. Your wife had the love for jewelry. Is your love for the jewelry, obviously for your store, but is it more for you, not your wife, more for the love of entrepreneurship, more for the love of the game of business? And at that point, would it matter if it was jewelry or if it was tacos or was something else? Are you a serial entrepreneur? And if so, what's driving that?
I definitely have caught what I call the entrepreneuritis. And the funny thing is, I actually did try to step away from our company earlier this year for a short time, and it just didn't work. After 6 years being in the industry and in this business, plus it's a fun business. Coming out of risk management, you know, injuries, OSHA, stuff like that. It's a much different industry.
OSHA or tacos.
Yeah. So we have a good time. Everybody has fun. You know, we have a good time doing this. So, with that being said, I've got the passion for the entrepreneurship, watching the business grow. with some of our new ideas, what we want to see with our new venture, we want to see the jewelry business grow. It's kind of segmented right now in the high-end luxury space. So we're looking at doing that now.
So real quick follow-up question. I know we're running short on time, but you know, the founder of Rolex became Rolex because he created something nobody else had, which was a wristwatch. You know, it was all about pocket watches. He said, no, people will never wear a watch on the wrist. And he said, yes, they will. And lo and behold, Rolex is Rolex. What is the evolution that you're going to bring in to have that different mindset about how jewelry is? Because to my Ying's point is that, you know, technology is creating watches be non-existent. I wear a rubber wedding ring. So how do you keep that mind in what's next? How do I evolve the jewelry space? How do I make sure that I'm one step ahead?
I think especially with the watch market, it's about the mechanics behind it.
Yeah.
And it's about the emotion behind it. Most of my customers who come and clients who come and they want to watch it, it's because it invokes something in them. Yeah. It reminds them of their father. It reminds them of something that happened in their past. It's a story behind the watch. Mm. And I don't see technology taking that away. I don't tell time by looking at this watch. You know, this watch sends a message to people, and I think Shannon Sharpe said it. It tells people that my time is valuable. Yeah. You know, by wearing a certain watch.
Like Chris Gardner two watches. Yeah. Yeah. Tells people I'm going to be on
time. Whether it's a Rolex or if it's a micro brand or you know, it sends a message, it sends a feeling. You know, it does have a little bit of some class to it. Yeah. I'm still suit and tie. I wear a mechanical watch. I pride myself in the fact, I tell people this all the time, I've never had a electronic like Apple Watch or anything on my wrist. Now, we don't own them in the family. Yeah. Other people in the family wear them, but I've never have. I like the mechanics of behind them.
Love that.
I love that too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have stories, as you know, my stories around my watch, but it was funny because my grandfather wore his watch upside down. And because it was easier for him to see the time. Mm-hmm. And he was a piano player, so he could play and check out the time. And I tried to honor him when he passed by wearing my watch, and all I did was ruin all my good watches.
Right. But that was something between
work in
you
my
and
career.
Him. Right. That was something between you and him that you shared about a mechanical device that was on your wrist. Yeah,
I always wear a mechanical watch I love that reason. I love Shannon Sharpe as well. Chris, congratulations on your 75th anniversary, but more importantly, congratulations on living the entrepreneur's journey of being an overnight success. On average, it takes about 17 and a half years, by the way, to be an overnight success, and we can share that math. Chris Callery, if you want an experience and to be treated the right way when buying an investment, an asset, an emotional capital, called Jewelry Gems and Watches, there's only one place to go around the world. Come visit us in Las Vegas, not only to see office hours, but to check out Huntington Jewelers.
Thank you so much for letting me share with you today.
It's all diamonds here on Office Hours.